Lisa, what are some of the attributes that make a person worth following?
John, I believe there are some very specific traits that make you easier to follow or far more difficult to follow. One thing that I think is a great thing for a leader to have is a code to live by. That's a personal mandate of this is the values by which I operate. And when you can be brave enough to let your people know what your code to live by is, they will have a code of their own. You usually transition from a code to live by, a personal code, which is a value statement, to having a code to lead by. Because once we actually work out how do I want to live and work under my value system and impact the people around me, it's far easier to share your code to lead by, because that's the thing that you want those who are following you to start to lead by as well. And I would look at simple things when you start in your code to live by and talk about, well, is honesty my best policy? You know, some people say, no, you know, I don't mind a little shade of grey. Whereas, you know, when I've come up with a code to live by, I've said, honesty is the best policy. The truth hurts for a while, but a lie hurts continually. So I'm a great believer that even if it's difficult to say the truth, it's far more effective in the long term. And everyone always knows where they stand because you are a person of your word. And therefore, the code to live by helps others understand you will actually live by these codes no matter what the circumstances are. So if a crisis hits or if someone makes a major mistake, everyone knows you'll come back to this code. Wow, that makes you far easier to follow than someone who randomly explodes or has a very unexpected response to a difficulty and then they're second guessing themselves. Wow, well, what do I do next time to try and keep this person on board? Some things I like to say is learn to like the things you have to do. Learn to like the things you have to do. In other words, there are some parts of your job that you love, but there are some parts that you dislike intensely sometimes. But we can choose to learn to like things that we have to do so that the people around us actually don't get this feeling of, oh, he never wants to do that or she never wants to partake in those meetings. And you start to get this feeling around you that everyone says, hey, we can all get along and we can all do the tough jobs together because we make an environment where everybody is an encouragement to one another. So that code to live by and code to lead by, I believe, makes you incredibly easy to follow and also far more effective if you're trying to mentor other leaders underneath you. A second thing that I think that makes you worth following is having a vision and a mission. Now, people use the words all the time, but I mean help people to see and feel the future before they create it. Give them the feelings, paint the picture so they can see what it is they're moving towards and how it's going to feel when they get there, because it still may be 2 years off. But if you can bring that feel into the present moment, you can get people to think about how they might decide to contribute towards this mission, because they also love what it's going to bring forth. They love the outcome already, even though you're not there yet. So how good are you at painting the picture of the future, the vision, what it looks like, what it feels like, and how people can move towards it? It takes practice and you need to use feeling words, and the words that a leader uses are the words that actually stay in people's psyche, stays in the culture, stays in the ground rules people live by. You've got to get good at words. A third attribute that will make you worth following is learning to genuinely relate and engage with others. Now, hear that word genuinely, not trying to fake it till you make it, but truly getting a connection with people. This starts by communicating more regularly on more basic issues. Trust is built by regular communication and talking about simple things, even if they are personal things. Of course, staff will love it if you preempt their needs and you start to think ahead, what is it that staff would really benefit from, and I could start putting it into place now. But this part of relating and engaging is something that you do incrementally, a little bit every single day. 1% improvements. If you're not really a lover of people, because if you really prefer to do the task and get the job done, and you don't find the people engagement that easy, then just set yourself a goal to do something small and different every single day. And I go to that simple thing of just the way you greet people. Practice with the simple things of smiling, names, eye contact, and listening when you ask, how's your family? Or remembering the name of a child or the spouse. Because if you can start to truly get a hold of people's family names, they start to trust you more, that you are truly listening when they're talking about their personal life. I know it's one of those areas that sounds basic, and yet so many people do not do this well because in their heart, they're trying too hard and they're not just making that decision, I am going to like this person. Or maybe we should say you're going to love them, because you might not like them at all. In fact, you might just decide that you are going to care for them and be kind in the relationship regardless of your feelings. Now, a fourth attribute that will make you worth following. Well, it's encourage problem solving. Don't be the solver of people's problems. When they come to you, be great at asking a few questions about what they're doing about solving the problem, and always put it back into their court. In other words, encourage them to innovate, create, initiate. Because if you take that role out of their hands, you will find you'll be far less effective with the vision part of the work, because you're so busy fighting fires and putting out your people's problems. When we encourage them to become great problem solvers, they become incredibly valuable to the company. How much do you encourage creativity in your people? Because those that are developing creative ideas are more likely to see issues of problem solving as a wonderful opportunity rather than a hassle. And that's what we've got to do. Every time someone solves a problem, we should be recognizing it, we should be rewarding it, we should be at least giving verbal attention to the person that's coming up with some great ideas to solve problems that may be everyday administrative problems. But every problem solved is a step in the right direction. The fifth and final attribute that I believe will make you worth following is being a good decision maker. Actually getting on with the job, making the tough calls, and even if you make the wrong decision, people can follow people that can make a decision, make it quick, and move with it. Sometimes when we make the wrong decision, we just find out quicker that it wasn't the best solution and you can change your decision. But when you procrastinate far too long, trying to involve absolutely everybody in the process, I think that we wear people out. We just make them feel frustrated. Those that need to be part of the decision, consult with them right up front, but get really good either as an individual and as a team at being decision makers, so that everyone benefits and knows that your word is you. You are as good as your word, and once you make a decision, you're going to stick to it until you find out there's a better way to do it. Be a great decision maker.